This preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
After 4 days of vintage sport at Cheltenham, we wake up with a bang on Saturday, don't we, with this game. Jesus Christ.
I think this will be better than people think. I think, honestly, it's not like the worst game in the world. We've got Sunderland Villa later on.
Yeah,
let's not go mad. I'll start, if you like. I mean, QPR just need to win, don't they? The big news, of course, is that Palace are missing their Aussie captain, Mile Jedinak. It's a big blow. But to be honest, I still fancy their London neighbours who are on this rotten Ramsey Street and can't win home or away.
That's world class. In my column tomorrow, that one.
Yeah, I thought it was straight out of the Derek McGovern handbook, that one. Palace's home form has been pretty poor under the new manager, to be honest. I think it's 4 points they picked up out of possible 12, whereas away from home they picked up 9 from 12. Good news from them is that Glenn Murray's back, 3 in 2 before he got to get that sending off. So I expect him to be worth a look on the goal scoring side of things. And of course, Charlie Austin for QPR is a man, isn't he? 15 of their 29 goals have come from Charlie Austin. So I wouldn't mind looking at either or maybe even both of those players to score. But I just think, as I said at the start, I think QPR have to go out and win this game. You know, we've talked a lot on this podcast about how the home form was great early on the season and how they wouldn't be able to maintain that because of the games that they've got coming up towards the end. Well, they're playing the weaker teams away now and they have to start winning these games, otherwise they're going to be playing Championship football. I think this is a pretty crucial weekend looking at some of the games. I think we could really write a few teams off if we haven't already, and QPR one of them. I think they have to go and win it. Whether they do win it is another matter. But given Palace's form at home, I can't be having them at the price. I really can't. I don't think they're that good a team. They deserve to be the price they are. If forced on the outrights, I think I would go for a QPR win, believe it or not. I know they've only won one game away all season, but they are capable. They have got scorers in their ranks. And without Jedinak, I think Palace are a weaker team. So can't have the 3-4 for Palace. I'd probably take the QPR 15-4 on the outrights. I think QPR will score. And I think Charlie Austin will get it for them. So I'm going to back Charlie Austin to score. I mean, Charlie Austin to score in a QPR win, the headline offer is 8-1, which does look a huge price. But I'll just settle for the Charlie Austin to score at any time. Shouldn't be 9-5. I don't think so. That's mine. Austin, any time at 9-5.
Yeah, you mentioned Palace, Lee, odds on it. I mean, it's the ludicrous bet, isn't it? And I speak up as a man who's had 20 of them already at Cheltenham. It's just a Palace at odds on at home. It's crazy. And, any punter worth his salt would see that the only value here is QPR. And yeah, we know their away form is terrible, but they must have looked at what's come at home and thought, Jesus, we better start winning away. And they did win at Sunderland, as you pointed out. What's his name? Glenn Murray's coming back for Palace. What did you say, 3-2? Wasn't that your night at Cheltenham last night? but I'm going to go for QPR here, 15-4. I think it's massive price.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.